All right, this morning, the Resolutions Committee met over an extended breakfast and just discussed some things for the future while we were at it, but also has a resolution to bring to this body. Since it's Sunday morning and I'm lazy, I'm assuming the rest of you are. If you're comfortable from your seat, David, I think you have a mic.
Yes.
David?
Yeah, I do.
You do. I will call upon the chair of the Resolutions Committee, David Steyer.
I don't know what they have to say. It makes no difference anyway. Whatever it is, I'm against it. No matter what it is or who commenced it, I'm against it.
Okay. With that great introduction.
By the way, I was inspired to suggest that to Mike, because before the deliberation of resolutions at the Illinois Convention, they played that too. So somebody was as kind to Patty as they are to me.
Okay, we met. Knowing that I had to be there early, I got up at 6 o'clock and got there, and I called the desk, as Mike had suggested, to unlock it. So this nice man comes along and says, oh, I don't have the right key. Fortunately, he found the right key, because I tried to explain to him that Mike didn't have the key. Oh, yes, he says, we changed the locks for your security and somebody in your group has the key. I said, no, we don't. Anyway, fortunately, he came back with the right key. We had one resolution. I would like to thank the Ad Hoc Resolution Committee, if I miss somebody's name, I apologize, but it was Adrian Ash, Mindy, Ray, and there were two, Carl Dimitri, and...
I think it was Carrie.
Carrie.
It was Carrie.
I think that was the committee. I mentioned Adrian. Yeah, I mentioned Adrian. I'm getting old and I'm not totally senile yet, I hope. But we have one resolution, which I will ask Ray to read, since I think he has it on his braille sense. By the way, the committee recommends do pass.
Okay, this is regarding proposed changes in traffic patterns and accessible pedestrian signals. Whereas accessible pedestrian signals, APSs, provide crucial information through auditory and tactile means to blind, visually impaired, and deaf-blind pedestrians negotiating high volume and or complex street crossings, and whereas such devices are easily obtained, installed, and maintained, and whereas blind, visually impaired, and deaf-blind residents of New York City have, through various advocacy organizations, requested that the city install APSs at a number of busy and or complex intersections, and whereas to date, 20 years after the enactment of the Americans with Disabilities Act, only 0.17% of all traffic light intersections within New York City include APSs, and whereas recently, New York City has begun to implement what it perceives as, quote, pedestrian safety initiatives, unquote, including modifications to intersection geometries, traffic lights, and other traffic regulations. And whereas state and other municipalities have commenced or are contemplating similar modifications in traffic patterns, and whereas as a result of these modifications, the patterns on which blind, visually impaired, and deaf-blind people rely in order to gain important information enabling them to determine when it is safe to cross these intersections will be severely disrupted, thereby placing many lives at risk and thereby having the opposite effect from that which New York City has intended. And whereas, in order to address the concerns raised by the city's already commenced and further planned modifications, advocates for blind, visually impaired, and deaf-blind New Yorkers have formed the Pedestrians for Accessible and Safe Streets PASS Coalition, consisting of some 20 organizations, including service providers, the state affiliates, and New York City chapters of both the National Federation of the Blind and the American Council of the Blind, as well as several divisions of each organization. And whereas, in late August of this year, the PASS Coalition wrote a detailed letter to the mayor of New York City and to the commissioner of its Department of Transportation, spelling out its concerns and requesting a meeting to discuss them. And whereas, despite a follow-up letter in late September of this year and numerous phone calls, to date, the city has made no official response to the PASS Coalition's request, yet has continued implementation of the very, quote, pedestrian safety initiatives, unquote, that have raised concerns among the members of the PASS Coalition. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of New York State and convention assembled this 24th day of October in the city of Buffalo, New York, that this organization reaffirm its support for the PASS Coalition and call upon New York City officials to heed the concerns raised by the PASS Coalition and to meet with its elected representatives to work cooperatively with them, and be it further resolved that this organization call upon New York City to consult with blind, visually impaired, and deaf-blind individuals through the organizations representing them in addressing the need for installation of appropriate APSs where requested by blind, visually impaired, and deaf-blind pedestrians. And be it further resolved that this organization call upon state and other municipal authorities contemplating similar modifications to their existing traffic patterns to consult with elected representatives of blind, visually impaired, and deaf-blind residents of their respective localities. That's it.
Committee recommended do pass. Mr. Chairman, with the committee's permission, I'm recalling a clerical or technical addition in there. I think two words missing in the second, be it resolved, where it refers to organizations representing them, elected officers of organizations representing them.
The chair has no problem with that. I don't think the committee does either.
No, good. Yeah. Discussion? This is a problem that those of you who are not in New York City are going to face real soon, I'm sure. David was saying it's on Long Island now, and I think patterns are going to start to be altered around the state. It's just New York, the city decided to attack its alter its traffic patterns first. So the wording in there that call upon other municipalities when considering such actions to take those things into account as well. So while on the surface it might appear like it's a New York City resolution, it's beginning in New York City and it's likely to move into the other cities, so we thought we'd do a preemptive. Okay, there's a 22-page report on it. I'm just trying to avoid that. I'm trying to get into a paragraph. Let me give you one problem, okay? You've got a four-way intersection. North and south, east and westbound traffic. I'm standing, waiting to cross. I'm using myself as an example now. The traffic to my left is moving, so I know I can cross in that direction. Now, let's say the light changes and the traffic is moving left to right in front of me. For years, I've known I shouldn't do that. And the traffic to my left is now standing still. I know that I should not be crossing straight ahead. Now, the light is going to change. But when the light changes, it's going to give red on all directions to drive the drivers in all four directions. It will all be red. There will be a sign across the street that sighted people will see that will allow you to then cross as a pedestrian. But meanwhile, the traffic to my left is not going to move yet. So my audio cue is not there yet. But other pedestrians have the ability to see that sign and start crossing. There's a countdown going to go on. In about 15 seconds or so, the traffic is going to be allowed to proceed. There'll still be some time to cross. You'll still have, let's say, the 30 seconds of crossing time. But in 15 seconds, you, the driver, will then be allowed to proceed. Now, that traffic to my left is easily going to have the right then to turn right into the lane that I was going to cross. I had no way of knowing that I had those first 15 seconds of grace without a turning car or traffic moving because the parallel traffic was not moving. It was a four-way stop for the driver. So what we're asking for is that we know when the pedestrians can go as well. Was that clear enough for those of you who understand the issue? Mindy and Ray, was that basically a synopsis, a good synopsis? Okay. Yeah, and that's it's going to be, and I think what will happen, what we asked for in this resolution is that the people, you guys here in Buffalo, will know the problem better than we do because you live here. And when that happens, I think what should happen is that the Buffalo chapter ought to go to the Department of Transportation and say, wait a minute, guys, when you do this, take into consideration how you're altering things. Because part of our discussion this morning was that with the increase of things like this traffic pattern change, add to it the quiet car, and then other forms of changes to the environment. Some of the traditional cues that we've used for 30, 40, 50 years are going away. They're being modified. Now we can adjust to modification, but there has to be some kind of adjustment and some kind of way of identifying these problems. I mean, a side issue on this whole thing is curb cuts. You know, where's the curb anymore, guys? And I understand the reason for curb cuts, so I'm not opposing the curb cut, because people who use wheelchairs should certainly be using the curb cuts, you know, as opposed to going da-dunk, da-dunk, you know, up and down on the curb. But it's there are changes to the environment that we're evolving into and we're changing. But at the same time, I think the municipalities need to make the appropriate adjustments for all of it, all their pedestrians. Okay, I got Joyce. Yeah, I'm just trying to catch that. I got Joyce and then Julie.
Happening in New York City, but also for the municipalities that this will affect in the future, know that there is money available for the purchase, maintenance, and installation of, is federal money available for the purchase, maintenance, and installation and maintenance of these accessible pedestrian signals in the Transportation Equity Act for the 21st century. So one of the things that municipalities say, it was, well, it costs too much, we don't have the money, yada, 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 just know that there is money available.
Don't ask their Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Julie?
Unintended consequence of just like quiet cars was, just like they overlook the needs of the blind. They don't even consider us when planning this stuff, and it affects us the most.
Elaine?
I've been to a meeting at the local blindness agency. It was set up by the O&M instructor. And as they are redoing the streets in Binghamton, it's happening.
Mm-hmm. All right, so it's underway, and actually the city sprung this on us. They had these plans, and why they didn't talk about them ahead of time, you know, I don't know. So these things might sneak up on us. Anyway, we're getting ready for this via this resolution. Any further discussion? I heard Laura. Did I hear anybody else? Okay, Laura.
I'm just wondering, what would a solution be? I mean, if somebody would say, not that they would listen to me, but if they'd ask me now, how would you fix it? How can we fix it? What do we say?
I'll give just a quick one that comes to mind. Well, while I'm waiting at that hypothetical corner, a little box on the pole at the corner simply saying, safe to cross First Street. Safe to cross First Street. No, you may cross First Street. You can never say safe. That's scary. It's never safe to cross that street. Okay to cross First Street. And then as it starts to get near the end of the time, as it's counting down with 5 seconds to go, wait. Yeah. Wait until the light changes again. Clear to cross. You may cross First Street. They have a formula worked out with simple words that I would say in a soft tone. It's not blaring like an ice cream truck. And there's soft words on a pole that you could hear as you're standing at the curb.
Carol,
is that what you meant, Laura? Is that what you meant? Oh, well, you know what? If you think of it, Laura. 718-567.
Mike.
Give me a call. Mike?
Just a comment.
I'll get to you, Sue.
There's a street near me. It's an 8-lane road. And the traffic signals are set such that any pedestrian running can't make it across in time. However, if you push the button on the pole, it'll give you the countdown, 30 seconds to get across. Problem is the poles aren't marked which street is which side of the button to push. Number one. Number two, locating the buttons. So I'm not sure if there's any way to...
Yeah, some of the buttons have little beeps on them, like boop, 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 and a soft beep.
I like peeps as long as they're stale.
Yeah, there are patterns, and this is meant to address them. Okay, Sue, so we can get to a vote, if you can do it.
I would like to know, Jim and I are in the middle of the light change, and we're in the middle of the crossing. Should we go right ahead, or should we wait? Because sometimes the other light changes quickly than the other one does. Where we live, I'm not talking about here.
What do you say? You're in the middle of the street.
The middle of the side.
Before you're in the middle.
You're in the middle of the street
when the light is changing.
We were there, and then light changes.
I'd hurry up.
Before we go, will we stay in the middle, or will we still go ahead before the light changes?
Keep going.
I'm not sure if I understood the question. If I'm in the middle of the street and the light changes, I'm going to hurry.
Carl, I meant that one light changes quicker than the other does. It says walk, and then the other one says the hands up, then it's flashing, and it stops. That's why I get confused because I'm with him. We're in the middle, so I don't know if I should go across or wait.
Yeah,
in Long Island.
I'll twist the mic. I'm sitting on a bar, so I just twist the mic.
All right, you get two signals with these walk lights. The first one is a signal that says when you can go and can't go. That hand thing that goes up is telling you don't start across the street.
Right.
It's not telling you that you can't finish crossing the street. It's a signal that says don't begin your crossing.
That's what I meant, because I was in the middle.
Okay, right.
I was in the middle, that's why.
And that's what I was referring to. I guess the thing that Patty just described with the hand is what I was referring to with the words on the pole that says wait.
Right.
Wait.
That's what I meant, Carl.
Okay.
Thank you.
So when you see that hand, if you're on the curb, if you haven't crossed yet and you see the hand, don't start. Don't start. Yeah. Once you're out there, I'd strongly advise you to finish. All right, are we ready for a vote? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's adopted.